Exclusive: House China Committee Chairs Urge State Department to Distinguish Somaliland. Strengthen U.S. Ties and Counter Chinese Influence. By Joshua Klein on September 2, 2025. Republican chairman of two key House committees dedicated to confronting the Chinese Communist Party are urging the State Department to issue a separate travel advisory for Somaliland, arguing that distinguishing it from Somalia would recognize Somaliland's stability and democracy, encourage U.S. investment, and strengthen Washington's ability to counter Beijing's growing influence in the Horn of Africa. With the lawmakers stressing, strengthening cooperation with Somaliland is a productive step in advancing America's security and diplomatic objectives in the region. In a letter addressed to Secretary of State Marco Rubio and provided exclusively to Breitbart News ahead of its release, Congressman John Molinar, Army, chairman of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, and Congressman Chris Smith, RNJ, chairman of the Congressional Executive Commission on China, called for a separate travel advisory for Somaliland, describing it as a concrete and immediately actionable step that would shape commerce, investment, and international perception while reinforcing U.S. support for a democratic partner. The letter stresses that the current blanket Do Not Travel Advisory for Somalia acts as a severe deterrent for visitors, commerce, and investment, effectively penalizing Somaliland for the instability in the wider Somali state. By contrast, the lawmakers note, Somaliland has maintained a consistent record of stability under successive, democratically elected governments, preventing terrorism, piracy, and smuggling within its borders, and creating a safe and prosperous society. Its security and law enforcement authorities have also ensured the safety of surrounding waters, making it a viable partner for U.S. engagement. Molinar and Smith argue that distinguishing Somaliland from Somalia in U.S. travel advisories would not only reflect the realities on the ground but also incentivize American businesses and investors to pursue opportunities in Somaliland's natural resources, including critical minerals such as lithium and copper. They note that region-specific travel guidance is already issued by the State Department in other African countries, including Kenya, Ethiopia, and Cameroon. The lawmakers frame the request as part of a broader effort to counter the Chinese Communist Party's influence in the Horn of Africa. They highlight Beijing's military base in Djibouti and its role in facilitating Iran-backed Houthi attacks on Red Sea shipping using Chinese-made weapons and satellite imagery. It is crucial the United States strengthen relationships with stable, democratic partners in the region to push back against malign Chinese influence, they wrote. The letter also details Somaliland's growing partnerships with other democratic allies, including Taiwan, in healthcare, infrastructure, and maritime security, and Israel, through its support of the Abraham Accords. Molinar and Smith note that the U.S. Development Finance Corporation has signaled a willingness to cooperate with Taiwan on financing critical mineral projects in Somaliland, reinforcing the territory's strategic value. The department should take this opportunity to demonstrate tangible support for Somaliland, whose democratic commitments and security cooperation align closely with U.S. interests, the lawmakers concluded. Speaking exclusively to Breitbart News, Congressman Molinar said the proposed travel advisory adjustment would have real-world impact, from combating piracy to hosting a Taiwanese representative office in its capital. Somaliland has shown its commitment to the United States as both a friend and security partner, he said. Establishing a more official U.S. presence in Somaliland would give the United States an important foothold to monitor and counter Beijing's ever-growing presence in the region that ultimately undermines the safety of Americans at home. Rep. Smith added that the travel advisory change would build on progress already made under the Trump administration. The Trump administration and Secretary Rubio have already made significant strides in strengthening the U.S.-Somaliland relationship. The United States can continue to nurture this partnership with a separate and more accurate travel advisory, which accords with the stable situation on the ground, he said. The push follows Senator Ted Cruz's, RTX, recent call for President Trump to formally recognize Somaliland as a sovereign state, citing its democratic governance, stable society, and strengthening ties with Israel and the West. As Breitbart News previously reported, Cruz argued that official recognition would cement Somaliland as a key U.S. ally in a volatile region where China and Iran are rapidly expanding their influence. For Molinar and Smith, The proposed travel advisory is an immediate, concrete step that would reshape international perception, spur commerce and investment, and send a strong signal of U.S. commitment to a democratic partner in a strategically vital part of the Horn of Africa. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.